all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. If you work for UPS or any delivery service and you deliver packages and the way you deliver them is by chucking them as hard as you can against the front door and or garage, that is all I need to know about you.
Maybe it was just a shirt. No, I saw it.
Yeah. Here we go. Meet Cheryl from Southington.
We just enjoy the holidays.
I have a lot of extra Christmas wrapping to do this year.
She was waiting for all her packages to come in, and then she witnessed this outside of her Southington home.
He had my package in his hand, and he put it back like this, almost like he was throwing a baseball, and it just went boom, boom.
Listen, man, you got quotas. You got to get them packages out.
Yep.
I know that there was a delicate ornament in there.
Mm-hmm.
There was also
a
some
mug.
Fabric items and a mug.
Yep.
But I guess everything made it through in one piece.
It just went boom.
Hold on, one more time. How'd it go?
And it just went boom.
If you watch the video, which actually we'll put up on our Facebook page right now.
It's legit.
Like, the Ring camera caught the whole thing. He took
God
the
bless
package.
The Ring camera.
He wound up from halfway down the driveway and just chucked it as hard as he could against the garage.
Places to be, man.
Now, she was outraged.
Yes.
I'm looking at the video and I said, did he really just throw that package like that?
Right.
I use other words, but I won't say them.
Thank you.
But
thank
use
you,
them Sharon. Around the neighborhood, yep. Please, Sharon.
Right.
She's known in the neighborhood as the Christmas lady, but also, so did you watch the video clip along with getting that that sound there? Because when I watched it, I was like, this is the lady you don't mess with.
This is the lady that's got all the time on her hands.
Right.
And she's going to make an example out of you.
She's super nice to you know, out there in the world, but mm-hmm. You cannot break the rules with this lady right here. You're going to pay for it.
And then she has some final words for the UPS driver, and I think you could probably interpret them.
If you're not happy doing that kind of a job at this time of the season, I think you need to find a new job.
Right. Oh. Get out. And I'm going to help you get out there and find it.
Right.
By getting you fired.
That's all I need to know about you. Merry Christmas. You just lost your job. Thanks for sharing that video. It's gone viral.
If your retail location has 30 spots for online pickup outside of the store, but nobody ever answers the phone or comes out to see who's actually in those spots or the parking lot to pick up their items, that's all I need to know about you. Mm-hmm. It's a false retail promise, all right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You've given up half the parking lot for these people, and you're not coming out and doing anything with it.
Isn't it strange that it always boggles my mind, these stores that have, like you said, the outside parking, but they have, like, 30 cashiers,
oh,
but only
my gosh.
Four of them are open.
Only four are open.
It's the week before Christmas.
Now, at this point, everything, I mean, you go to Walmart, I mean, there's maybe three live cashiers and two
understand.
Working at once, and the rest are all just the self-checkout. It's totally crazy, to be honest with
you. But I don't mind the self-checkout, but, like, when you go to TJ Maxx and Marshall's, they literally have sometimes 700 of those things
yeah.
like there,
yes.
but only three of them are open.
Right,
I
only one.
What?
Proceed, and right. line 17. Now open.
Right.
Right.
Number four. Bing.
And they have so many items in that aisle, too. They trap you. That's
exactly.
where all the gadgets
you can't
are. The
get
ridiculous
out. You can't
you
get out
like
there.
A heated coffee mug
right.
there in that aisle or some fuzzy socks.
No.
You can't get out of there
you
without
get the
buying.
Yankee, the Yankee candles that nobody wants. The smells that nobody wants. That's
pistachios,
where they
a half can of mixed cashews. Yeah, it's all right there.
Diet Coke, too, though. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Kids are afraid of the weirdest things. You know that?
Like monsters, moving cars, meteors.
No. Just like random things.
Impending climate control?
No. It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What is that one thing? It's kind of weird, but your kid was always afraid of. I broke one of my big rules. No inflatable decorations. I don't like them.
Lambasted inflatables here in the
yes.
entire time that I've known you, including
like
this season, I thought.
I do not like inflatables. They are not my thing.
Okay.
But I have an adorable one-year-old at home who loves, loves, loves her Minnie Mouse. And the only way to get her to smile ear to ear is to turn on Minnie Mouse, get her Minnie Mouse toy,
mm-hmm.
and it brings me great joy.
And now bring a 12-foot inflatable into your front yard.
So I'm at Walmart, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this Minnie Mouse inflatable, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. If I fill it up, she's going to be so happy, right? So I go ahead and I buy it,
mm-hmm.
and I bring it home. My
you
husband
think you've
looks
made
at
Christmas
me.
Right here.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is going to be great. Look
yeah.
at me. I came up with something. The house will be look festive,
yep.
and the baby will love it every time. The thrill looking out the window.
Yep. I blow it up. I bundle her up.
Yeah.
I want her to get the full effect.
Right. Bring her outside.
We walk outside, right? She doesn't notice it at first. I'm like, oh, Dakota, look. It's Minnie Mouse. Oh, my gosh. It's Minnie Mouse. She looks. she visibly shakes, like the fear that comes over her body.
Like a dog when he's hungry.
And it was this. Silence, and then... And it was, she was so afraid of it.
Yeah.
And I was so sad.
Well, listen, I mean, to see it in a cartoon or to play with it on your iPad, you control that. That little thing is in a box, right? Mm-hmm. You can control that. That's where you want your mice. Now it's 8 feet tall. It's got a backlight, and it's standing in her front yard looming over her.
Right.
That's scary, man.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. But my daughter, my older daughter, Hayden, she's 10 now. I will never forget when she was little. If you've ever been to Stu Leonard's in Norwalk,
sure.
They have this mechanical cow head.
Yeah, they have those at all, Stu Leonard's.
Do they? Yeah, and right. It goes, moo. Right. It started the second we would get in the parking lot.
Sure.
We would pull into the parking lot, and she'd, no, cow!
She could tear, no! You'd have to, pull her in.
Yeah, so right. I'd have to carry her, and then we'd have to hold her head against my shoulder so she wouldn't see the mechanical cow.
There's one of the mechanical animatronics everywhere in Stu Leonard's, though. I mean, it's in every section.
And the crazy part is, she loves them now.
Yeah, now she's the one that hits the button.
Oh, every
everybody's
going
to hear the song five times.
Exactly.
Five times as you walk through the produce area, you got to see that guy.
The Chiquita
flipping
banana.
Flipping on the trapeze over the bananas.
Sometimes it's Mickey Mouse that flips on that trapeze.
I love it.
Oh, but now she's the first person. She's got to go pull the rope. She's got to push the button. And she loves that cow, but I remember when she was little, it was like sheer panic the minute we pulled into the parking lot.
Right,
you know?
But she's desensitized at this point.
Yeah,
so
she's
maybe
grown out of it.
Someday, you know, Dakota will like a 10-foot rodent.
And then I'll tell her no more inflatables at mommy's house.
Right.
She's not into them.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. What was that thing that your child was scared of? It didn't really make sense. What is your kid's irrational fear? 1-800-330-9999. This comes up because my one-year-old, I'm so anti-inflatable in the yard, but I got one because it was Minnie Mouse, and she loves Minnie Mouse.
Mm-hmm, not this one, though.
Not when it's 5 feet tall and standing in her front yard. Nope, she doesn't love that. She freaked out.
Yeah. I mean, if this was really Minnie Mouse, she'd have better accommodations, Mom. She wouldn't be standing out here in the frigid cold. Anyways, this is an imposter. Get her out of here.
It's hilarious. What was your child afraid of? What were you afraid of when you were a kid that was kind of irrational? Andrea wrote, my son used to be afraid of beards. Not the men, just their beards. One Christmas morning, he looked at Santa's empty cookie plate, and there were several large, delicious crumbs left on, which I ate.
Yeah.
And my son said, Mommy, did you eat those crumbs? Santa's beard touched those. I mean, I can understand. It is kind of gross. You're going to eat Santa's leftovers? Disgusting. 1-800-330-9999. What was your thing that your kids were afraid of when they were growing up? Oh, we've been talking about the unnatural fear that your kids have. This all came up because my one-year-old Dakota, I don't like inflatables like as decorations in general, but when I saw the Minnie Mouse one at Walmart, I had to buy it because she's obsessed with Minnie Mouse, and I thought it would make her light up. 5-foot-tall Minnie Mouse. Who wouldn't want that?
Soaring in your heart that you thought that the love would be there. It would just come raining down upon you. Then you fired that thing up and showed it to her, and she was absolutely terrified.
I was so excited. I bundled her up. I put on her little mittens and her little Ugg boots.
Look, Dakota!
Look what mommy got you!
Oh, my God!
But kids always have those unnatural fears, those strange things that they are afraid of for no real reason.
Sure.
And we asked on our Facebook page, what was your kid afraid of? Marina wrote, my older daughter was irrationally afraid of scissors and dust bunnies. Oh.
I feel like scissors, though. Real thing.
Yeah.
When I pick up scissors now, mm-hmm. I'm 43 years old. I drive a car. When I pick up a pair of scissors, I walk slower.
Yeah.
Still.
Right.
And I point them at the ground like they're a loaded weapon.
No, you have to hold them the other way. Didn't they teach you in school? You have to have them facing you, and you hold the sharp part.
Why would you have the sharp part facing you?
You put your hand over that so you don't accidentally stab somebody with it.
I mean, you could stab yourself. Not for nothing. Yeah. I don't need to be a hero that much.
You know what? We should all be afraid of scissors.
Right.
She also writes, my younger daughter was afraid of my mom. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This happens all the time. When there's that one parent they don't see, that the grandparent they don't see that often.
And then they show up.
Oh.
Right.
Because my mother-in-law is that. Because my mom watches her every single day.
So she knows her well.
Yeah.
And she's going to look for her and climb for her and all that.
But then when my mother-in-law comes over and I just hand her to her and she starts crying and I have to pretend nothing's wrong.
I'm like, oh, no.
She cries all the time. Don't worry. I always feel bad.
Yeah. Now, that is awkward. You can't make kids make their choices, right?
Yeah. Yvonne wrote on our Facebook page that her child was afraid of the rat at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh.
She would see it and hide under the table when he would walk around.
That's fair enough. You know what? I mean, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What is it? Splinter or whatever?
Splinter.
The Ninja Master rat. Mm-hmm. He always spooked me out because he looked more rat-like.
Yeah.
And the rats on Sesame Street, their noses were so pointy that used to scare me too. But as an adult, they're like my favorites. I love those dudes.
How about Chanel? She wrote, I was terrified of my parents' pool lining my entire life. I would scream my head off when I went near the edge of the pool.
Yeah.
Was still scared into my 20s until they eventually took it down. Can you explain this to me?
Yeah, so I'm telling you right now that was the parents going, don't get near the pool in the wintertime to cover. They were trying to just go for safety.
Mm.
So they basically told her that the pool was going to eat her and drown her. A little bit of fear has saved your life, as evidence of the fact that she was still alive to make that Facebook post.
1-800-330-9999. What was your kid afraid of as a kid? Or you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. Let us know there.
Oh, there sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's see who called into Santa today.
The Anna and Raven Westfield Santa tip line is up. 203-783-8282. You can call, leave a message, let us know who's being naughty.
Yeah, well, it's busy today, of course. We're getting ready to go on holiday break, so everybody's trying to get those last-minute calls in because they know we're going to talk to Santa.
Message received yesterday.
All right, hi. My name is Laura, and I live on Long Island, so I know you guys are in Connecticut, and Santa's listening to the messages there, but I hope he can still help me, because Bella has been really, really bad.
Uh-oh.
More than once, and she has peed on my carpet more times than I can name, and it's on the entrance to my doorway, and I'm very tired of it, so I just want to put Bella on the naughty list. And by the way, Bella is a dog.
Oh, good. Good.
But she's been really bad. Thank you.
Message deleted.
Help is coming to Long Island.
Yeah, don't worry, Long Island. Me and Santa, we cover you guys, too. We're big fans out
help
there.
Help is coming to Long Island.
And I'm glad that she said it was a dog, because at first I'm like, oh, no, her child is peeing all over the house.
Right, and there are those kids out there. There are not a lot of them, but there are those kids.
Oh, no, they 100% exist.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I talked to somebody in my neighborhood once. They were like, there was a kid in this neighborhood. He used to poop in people's yards.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yep.
Message received yesterday.
My brother deserves to be on the naughty list. I sent him out to Thanksgiving dinner last month and gave him $250. All he came home with was pickles and Band-Aids. So I think he deserves to be on the naughty list.
Message deleted.
I mean, who's the fool here? All right? You had to know that you send out your brother. I mean, this can't be the first example of terrible behavior that he's exhibited before in his life.
I want to be that brother. He's like, he gave me $250 to go grocery shopping. What am I going to bring back? Band-Aids and pickles.
Right.
That'll make him furious.
Just in case. Yeah. We're covered now, guys.
Message received yesterday.
Hi, Santa. It's Kaylee. I have been good this year, but I know some people that haven't. First, my math teacher, Miss C. She has done multiple bad things.
Oh, Miss
First,
C.
She screamed at me in front of the whole class.
Uh-oh.
And second, she wouldn't give a kid a Band-Aid, even though he was visibly bleeding.
What?
She was very mean. Also, I want to report, whoever thought of putting $10 items in Five Below, who does that?
Agreed.
It's illegal to be false advertising,
yep.
I think. Please give both a lot of coal. Thanks.
Message deleted.
That is a ruthless teacher.
Yeah.
He was bleeding.
Yeah. Visibly bleeding. Visibly bleeding. I don't know, though. You know, I got to tell you, while I was clearing the messages, I said to myself, I'm not sure I believe that kid.
Mm.
That kid is just a little too ready to tell you.
Well, she's been prepared. She's also angry about the $10 things at Five Below, which I'm on
board
with.
We're all angry with that.
Yeah,
that
doesn't make sense.
Message received yesterday.
Hello, me, Olivia.
Oh, our friend is back.
I love her.
I love her. Wait.
And just a question.
Mm-hmm.
If Santa Claus is actually real, can Ava and Raven come to my school? It's called Fox Run Elementary School, and I'm in Mr. Class D9. And you can come over if only Santa is real, okay? I love it when you call me,
senorita.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Somebody bring me this child.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she wants us to go to her school.
Fox Run in Norwalk? Is that what it is?
I think that's what she said.
Do we have the teacher's name?
Yes. I beeped it out because I didn't want people to actually be able to find this child exactly where she is.
Is Olivia?
She's given us her mom's phone number three times.
Wait, is that Olivia's name?
Yes.
Olivia, tell your teacher to email me, annazapp@star999.com, and I will come to your school. But you have to tell her to email me, and I will come. I promise.
All right. All right. Only if Santa's real.
Santa is real, duh. You're newly dating and everything is great, but now these holidays are upon us and you don't really know how to handle it. You've never met their families. You don't know how much money you should spend on gifts. How do you handle the whole thing? It's Anna and Raven joining us. Dr. Laura Berman, she's the relationship expert. You can hear her here every weeknight on Cover Dr. Laura Berman. That is difficult, being in a new relationship when the holidays start rolling around.
Yeah, it's tricky. And I think you just, I mean, I'm a big fan of honesty and straightforwardness. So if you're just dating and you don't even hear an item yet, then don't make any assumptions. Get them a little cute, small little Santa teddy bear or something small if you feel compelled to get a gift. But if you're a new item, so to speak, and you're really dating and you've already hooked up and you're kind of moving forward with a relationship, then I do think you have a conversation like, hey, you know, here we are together and we're like kind of in this brand new situation. How do you want to handle the holidays? You know, because I know I'm going home to my family, but I would still love to celebrate New Year's Eve with you. Or what are you thinking? You know, you could, I think part of the reason we run into problems is that we think like, okay, I got to figure this out without having a conversation.
That happened to me. My husband and I, when we were just first dating, it was our first Christmas. And I definitely spent a lot of money on him, and he didn't. And he, like, I'll never forget it. Like, I was, like, heartbroken and embarrassed by the whole thing.
Right, because opening up in front of the entire family when you presented him with a diamond pinky ring.
Right.
Which is customary for the men in your family.
Yep.
When it was only given back, you were like, what, I didn't get you nothing. It's in the car.
Yeah.
And he got you a pack of Reds. It didn't go over the same way.
I mean, but do you say that? Do you say to somebody you're dating, hey, are we going to exchange gifts? What's your budget? Like, is that weird?
At least buy me something nice.
I mean, how long were you dating when you spent so much on his gift?
Yeah, like 6 months.
Oh, well, then that was reasonable.
Right, like, no, I always blame him. I believe to this day it's his fault.
Yeah, he was wrong. Yeah. He was wrong.
Good.
You're right.
Good.
Yeah, if you've been dating for 6 months, then you're an official item, and you should be going all out on a Christmas present or a holiday present.
You mean we're not doing the third date for Christmas with the entire family?
Mm.
Four generations of your family in one house? And, oh, we're going to sleep over, too, in Grandma Ella's old room?
Nice.
Perfect.
I think you can say, you know, Christmas is a really big deal for me. Like, I always give really good gifts. You know, I don't think you have to say, like, what's our budget? And, you know, but I think you can let that person know what your expectations are. Because for him, maybe it really wasn't a big deal.
I think it's important.
And your birthday was going to be the big deal.
No, you know what I really believe? I believe that we were so young when we started dating. I just don't think he knew any better. You know, it was like his first real serious relationship, and he just didn't know any better. And now he's stuck with me forever.
Poor dumb Paul.
Right?
It's so nice that we all feel for him.
I always say I fixed him. He doesn't like that, right?
Good. No, I wouldn't think so.
I'm sure he doesn't. But all the more reason to keep him, because you don't want to fix him for someone else.
No, exactly. No, he's a keeper, trust me.
For your new girlfriend, just send them a link. Here we go. This is what I want.
Do you think it's important to meet, like, significant others' families in the holidays, or do you think it adds an extra layer of pressure?
I think it adds an extra layer of pressure. Look, if you're going to meet the family anyway, that's typically the time that you meet them. But, you know, maybe don't go and spend 48 hours with the family, but, you know, have a meal with them, or, you know, like, it's a big deal to meet the family. And as we all know, over the holidays, everybody's stuff is coming up, you know, so if you are bringing someone home for the holidays, definitely, you know, bring them up to speed on all of the family dramas and family members that are, you know, prepare them for what they're walking into. And keep it to a minimum at first. Like, ease them in there slowly is my recommendation.
Always great advice. If you need advice, too, call Dr. Laura Berman, 855-5-UNCOVER. Getting ready for the holiday season. This is the time where you start stuffing that envelope with cash and distributing it to people in your life. The holiday tips. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Karen Thomas. She's Connecticut's foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. And I think there's a lot of controversy that goes into how much you're supposed to tip people in your life and what's too much and what's not enough.
Exactly. And a lot of people are confused, but remember this. The premise behind tipping is that it is always up to the giver. So if you give a little less or you give a little more, it is okay. Again, these are just some guidelines to help people along at the holidays.
You know, what I'd like to know is if one of these people that I'm tipping is talking to the rest of the people. So I hook up my postman and he tells UPS and Amazon, yo, I got paid there. Or is he mortal enemies of UPS and Amazon because he works for the post office? I don't know.
I don't think they really meet up.
Okay.
I mean, you know, because how
they
could
all live in one house?
They don't know.
Like they're Australian actresses and actors in Hollywood?
No, but I mean, you have to, with the post office and the postman, you can only give a gift card. You cannot give actual cash.
No, I give cash all the time. I don't care what they say.
Oh, no, that's against the federal government standards.
Good. Get your guy fired right now. Good call.
Do you have to tip the postman, the Amazon, and the UPS workers?
I do not do the Amazon because that is more of a random. UPS is another random, so I don't tip them. But I do tip, say, the garbage man, the hairdresser. This man is in charge of taking the gray out of my head that my children put there. So therefore, I make sure that I give him the full amount of the service.
Right, he gets
at
every
Christmas
dollar.
And a full giant bottle of his favorite vodka.
Okay,
oh
hold on, time
you
out.
That is nice. Sometimes the holidays, I mean, I'll tip on a regular mani-pedi, Anna, but not like I won't go in and seek them out that time because I always ask for Kathy. Kathy, not available. Every time, that's what they tell me.
Yes. Then again, that's not a regular person. My hairdresser, I know it's Scotty every time.
But now, okay. I only go to get my hair colored and cut 4 times a year. If I'm not scheduled to go, which I'm not, until the new year, am I supposed to, the next time I go, tip them that? Or do I
get
a pass?
No, because let's say you had your hair done in November, so now you're going to miss Christmas, whatever, and you're not going to go until February. Absolutely not. You can go with just the 15 to 20%. That's the norm that you go, because you're not there. I am there 6 weeks on the dot, right at 10 a.m., no ifs, ands, or buts, and that's what the deal is.
Okay. And
did you plan that on purpose?
What? No, it's just how it falls.
Because your hair looks terrible right now. So I feel like we're at the in-between time right now.
That's not
nice. She has fabulous hair, so she doesn't have to. Wait till you get my age and the okay, but at any rate.
The garbage men always seems to be tricky in my neighborhood, the garbage men and the recycling, because I don't know how many of them there are. I'm never home.
Yeah, you
got to
be outside at 6 a.m. waiting for that truck.
Right, and then there's also the question of automated service, where I live, there's automated, so nobody gets out and does anything. The arm comes and picks it up and takes it away, rather than a person getting out of the truck.
So you don't have to tip that guy?
Well, you should. Again, what I usually do is get 2 gift cards, one for recycling and one for the garbage man, and I drop it off at their actual location headquarters.
Oh, you are nice.
And I put on it my address. And that's just something that I do. Now, all right, let's go back a hair. I used to own a garbage company. What I did, I owned a garbage company with my ex-husband. So that's one that I do, but I might maybe skip other ones that I'm not aware of.
But isn't waste management really just a front for where you put bodies?
So how else did you want to talk about?
But is it okay to tape? I've seen people do my neighborhood, and I started doing is taping the cars to the top of the garbage cans.
Not if it's automated.
They're not gonna see
them. They won't see them, first of all. And second of all, a lot of people have gone around and they look for that the night before the garbage or even in the morning. Thieves have come, they steal the Amazon boxes. They'll go around looking at the garbage cans and go and take the things off. So really, the best way to do it is either send it with your address saying, these are for my garbage men, or drop it off there.
So these are the people that truly, honestly, you don't know all that well. But how about the people that are important in your life, your babysitters, your nannies, the teachers of your children? We're going to get to that coming up next with Anna and Raven. Tipping during the holidays. Oh, it's never easy. You're never sure how much to give, what's expected. Joining us, it's Karen Thomas. She is Connecticut's foremost authority on etiquette. It's Anna and Raven. Earlier, if you missed it, we talked about the garbage men, the recyclers, the UPS workers, how much you're supposed to give them. But there's the people in your life that you know really well, the babysitters, the nannies, the teachers of your children. And that presents a whole nother set of questions and challenges about what to give them.
Okay, so with the teachers, the first thing you need to do is check with the school policy. A lot of policies are, because it's now holidays and not actually Christmas, if they're even allowing teachers to accept gifts. So that's the first thing. Check with the school policy. Best way to approach that is to go in collectively rather than you just sending in a gift card for the teacher.
Can you give cash to teachers? I feel like some people think it's taboo, but every teacher I've ever talked to,
they prefer it.
They prefer the cash.
Right.
Yes, they do. But again, that's against school policy.
Is it?
In most districts. Let me preface it with that. In most districts, because it could be considered a bribe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's a gift card is, unfortunately, that's a little less.
Bribery?
Looks less like it. Right? Exactly. Green doesn't speak the same language Sephora as the scannable card. Right?
I'm going to give you a Sephora gift card, wink, wink.
Exactly.
Right, and I hope Johnny passes third grade this year.
Yeah, with a 50 taped to the back.
Right.
I love the idea of being a teacher, and maybe you're the teacher with a classroom where every kid brings you a separate little handmade ornament or something like that, and now you got 30 ornaments to put on your tree, or else you're going to feel all guilty and like you're going to get struck by lightning if you're not super thankful for what the kids brought. And then the other classroom, they get together, there's 30 of the kids, and they make your car payment for the month.
Yes.
Right. That seems nice.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But again, you have to look at the ethics of it. You know, years ago, I used to go in with bottles of champagne for all the staff.
See that? Her kids' school district had no ethics whatsoever.
Back then, they didn't. Hey, my kids stooped, you know, they went right through those classes.
Right, Ivy League. Right. Well done.
I mean, I would give my teachers bottles of wine. If anybody deserves it, it's them. They need it at
but
that point.
They can't have alcohol in the building. So thus, I was cut off one year. They said, you can't bring that in the building, which I wasn't even thinking.
I like, love you know.
Right, here's Karen Thomas rolling in like with a moonshining kit. Right. I love it.
Karen sent in her 7-year-old with an entire gallon of Kettle One.
Right. Exactly. Right. A case of it.
Yeah. I love it.
Now, when it comes to babysitters and nannies, you know, there's the occasional babysitter that you hire semi-regularly for whenever you're going out or whatever. And then there's nannies that are full-time carers, the people that work in your daycares that come in your home. How much should you be tipping them?
Okay, so for the regular babysitters or the ones that you see on a regular basis, a small gift and a week's pay. And maybe it's not a week, but I mean, whatever they get. Like, say you have a babysitter twice a week and it's $50. I would give them for Christmas a small gift and the $50. If it's a less regular thing and it's just random, like maybe every couple months you use somebody or whatever, you don't have to necessarily buy them a gift or tip them. Because again, it's more of a random thing. So remember those things. Somebody like daycare, you know, you see them all the time, small gift, token / small gratuity, maybe anywhere between $20, $30, something like that, you know, that you want to give them.
Great advice. If you ever need some etiquette in your life, you could head to Karen's website, ctetiquette.com. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy whatever you celebrate.
Happy Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a wonderful morning.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Anna and Raven's Couples Court, Mary and Sean. Mary, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, guys. My boyfriend, Sean, proposed to me.
Oh, congratulations.
Really? Yeah, it's great.
Thank you. Very excited about that. But he didn't ask for my dad's permission.
Oh, boy.
I know my family is going to be upset by that. I want him to just ask my dad's permission and then fake a proposal on Christmas Day.
That's crazy.
My dad would be very upset if my husband did not ask for permission first.
Right? I come from a really traditional family. It would be a big no-no.
But what if he doesn't have the acting chops for this? What if you guys get caught? Is that going to be worse?
I don't think so.
Like, if you guys lie to them, but at least you put in a serious, serious effort, all will be forgiven just because they know that you fear them?
I guess. I don't know. When you put it like that.
So, Sean, what's the problem? You don't think you could pull this off?
Look, I love her to death, but come on. She's a little crazy.
You didn't think you should ask her father for permission? You clearly knew that it would be important to her and to their family.
I mean, they're old school, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're a traditional family, but there's a lot going on in the world right now, and I know I want to spend my life with her. I don't have time. It's not a big deal.
Come on, Sean. Like, it's not that big of a deal. All of the listeners are going to say that I'm right. You heard it from someone else, then you would warm up to the idea.
Listen, honey, this is just crazy. You said yes. Do you know how stressful it was for me to go through this process? And now... I love you, but I had to go out, buy the ring, plan this, set it up. And now, on Christmas Day, in front of your whole family, you want me to pull an Oscar and fake this whole thing.
Well, who knows? Maybe you'll do a better job this time. You don't know.
Yeah. Wow, we should really get theatrical with it now that you guys bring this up. Yeah.
Well, guys, what our audience does is figure out who they think is right. So they may agree with you, Mary, that Sean, even though very sweet proposal and all that, you should have went to her dad first. And now this is what you're going to do to make everything okay. You're going to stage it all over again. But they may see your side, Sean, and say, this is the way I did it. You should accept that, and we'll just deal with whatever your family says afterwards.
Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Totally.
Yeah.
I'll
give it a shot.
All right, great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
One couple, one problem. Anna and Raven are the judge. You're the jury. The Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Mary is thrilled that she's engaged to her now fiancé, Sean, except for one thing. He didn't ask her dad for permission.
Oh, man, he's going to have to face that at the holidays. He's going to get beat up.
Well, she's got a plan. She says he should fake it. Ask dad for permission. Repropose on Christmas Day. And everybody would be happy and there would be no issue. He's like, no, I already proposed to you. I don't feel comfortable doing all that. But she says it'll just make everything more complete for her.
Yeah, I mean, for her, but think about it. To be him, to be Sean in this situation, it's absolutely terrifying. Mm. You got to go back and fake this now. So you want to ask permission, but your first act as son-in-law or the fiancé-to-be is going to be to lie to him?
I'm sure it won't be the last.
Wow.
1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm kind of on both. I think he should call the father and ask for permission and then make the announcement to the family on Christmas that they did it.
So don't give the actual proposal performance. Just call now and then act like you did it.
Yeah, act like they did it between now and Christmas. This way he doesn't have to go through the whole performance thing and there's too much that can go wrong.
Right. I mean, everybody, of course, waits for the magical day of December 18th to do their proposal. Random Wednesday.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I like where your head's at.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Anna and Raven's Couples Court. Sean and Mary are recently engaged. Here's the problem. Sean did not ask Mary's dad for permission to marry her. So she's got a plan. You can ask right before the holidays, right around now, and then you can re-propose on Christmas in front of my family, and it'll be perfect.
Oh, yeah. This feels like one of those Hallmark movies. 30 proposals for 30 days. Oh, it's going to be so magical.
It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Sean, not into it. He said, I already proposed to you. I already asked you. You already said yes. Why do we have to fake the whole thing? And she's like, because I want to. I want this to be perfect with my family. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. When he said that there's too much going on in this world that he doesn't have time, well, you know, that's the problem. Get off Facebook for a half hour. Go have coffee with the father and ask for her hand in marriage. We have gotten away from so much of tradition in life, and that's why the world is a mess the way it is. And I can guarantee you, if he has a daughter, he will be pissed off if the guy does not come to him and ask for her hand in marriage.
You really think he was on Facebook and that's why he forgot to ask his father?
She said some things that made a lot of sense, and then she said a lot of other things that didn't make so much sense.
This guy was like, oh my God, this meme is so funny. I totally forgot to ask her father's permission.
Sorry, dad-in-law.
There was a video. It was so hilarious. There were kittens. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. My husband and I, we had both been divorced and we're... When we were dating, we decided we wanted to get married, but my husband had a sense of, like, honesty and formality. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's just a formality, letting the father know that your daughter is loved.
Yeah, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think it would have been nice if he had asked her father for his blessing beforehand, but I think to stage another proposal is ridiculous. I think he can break the news to the father and say, look, I hope you're okay with this. This is what I did. But I think he's already proposed, they're already engaged, and I don't think another proposal would be warranted.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Mary, our audience agreed with you today. Sean, what's the big deal? You already have the ring. Just do the tradition, ask the dad, restage it. Everybody will be happy, and it'll save you a lot of headaches going forward.
That's amazing. I knew it.
Yeah.
Just think, you'll have more time to work on your speech, and given the fact that you feel like she's already said yes, you can take some of the nerves out of it. Maybe you could
really
turn up the performance factor on this one, bro.
Hey, let's just hope I don't lose the ring.
Well, that would be good because it's attached to her body.
If you have an issue too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven.
Johnny, you are the last person this decade that will play Raven and Can't Beat Raven. Can you please ask him to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Johnny.
All right, Johnny, as Raven is walking out of here, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I invite them back in, and I ask them the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, Kelly Ripa says her 18-year-old daughter Lola thinks everything she wears is embarrassing and awful. On what soap opera did she meet her husband, Mark Consuelos?
Oh, man, that's a hard one to start off with that. All My Children?
Number two, Tom Holland was the most tweeted about actor in 2019. What superhero does he currently portray?
Captain America.
Number three, Mariah Carey's Christmas song takes Billboard's Hot 100 top spot. It's the first time since it was released 25 years ago that this has happened. Actually, the only other Christmas song to ever reach number one is the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late, in 1958. What are the Chipmunks' names?
Alvin, Theodore. That's the only two I got.
Oh, no. Number four, the Cats movie premiere happened in New York City last night. Who was the original 1981 Cats musical composer?
No idea.
And number five, how old is Baby Yoda?
Baby Yoda? A month?
I mean, Johnny. Oh, Johnny, I don't want to say this was majorly disappointing, but it really, really was.
Let's see. How'd he do?
Johnny got one right.
Johnny, not too good.
No.
I appreciate the gift before the end of the decade.
Oh, yeah. Well, how many snacks did you bring with you right now?
They're small bags.
All right.
And they're pretzels.
Number one, Kelly Ripa says her 18-year-old daughter Lola thinks everything she wears is embarrassing and awful. On what soap opera did she meet her husband, Mark Consuelos?
It's All My Children.
That is correct.
I know that. That's when Mark Consuelos got in my way.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Number two, Tom Holland was the most tweeted about actor in 2019. What superhero does he currently portray?
Spider-Man.
That is correct. You beat Johnny. Number three, Mariah Carey Christmas song takes Billboard's top 100 for the first time since it was released 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, right?
Yep. The only other Christmas song to ever reach number one is the Chipmunk song Christmas Don't Be Late in 1958. What are the Chipmunk names?
Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Alvin, Simon, Theodore. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Alvin, you were a little flat on that one. Watch it.
Christmas don't
What was his problem all the time with Alvin? Lay off Alvin.
Alvin!
Yeah, like, lay off, man. I mean, that would be a phone call to services nowadays, all right? He needs to relax.
Number four, the Cats movie premiere happened in New York City last night. Who's the original 1981 Cats musical composer?
Wow. I don't know. John?
No.
William?
No.
Nope, okay.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. Come on.
That would have been a good guess.
Yes.
I suppose so.
And number five, how old is Baby Yoda?
Baby Yoda's 50.
That's right.
He's 50, yo.
He's 50. I'm sorry, Johnny. Raven beat you 4-1 this morning.
Well, I'm Johnny, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying.
Better luck next time.
Well, next time is going to be on January 2nd.
That's right.
Yep.